It was a sunny afternoon at the Coyote Detective Agency near the Big Rock, out in the dry desert. The sand lay hot. The clouds floated by. Suddenly, the phone rang. Yes, this is the Coyote Detective Agency. Dr. Whitson speaking here. Are we busy? Oh yes, we're very busy. Well, maybe not very busy, but we wish we were very busy. Detective Coyote? Oh yes, he's right here, kind of. But he's very busy. He's busy snoring over, poring over thousands of mystery clues. Coyote, Coyote, wake up. It's the phone. It's a new case. Could we take a new case? I suppose we could take a new case. Coyote, Coyote, wake up. It's the librarian, Detective Coyote. Wake up.
Thank you, Whitson. I'll take it. Detective Coyote here. Hello, librarian. Yes, I need the facts. Nothing but the facts. Tell me, what has happened? I see. A book has escaped from the library? No one checked it out? It just got down from the shelf and ran away? Amazing. Well, fax over those clues right away. Dr. Whitson and I will get on the case immediately. A new case, Whitson. A mystery that we must solve. It seems that a book is missing from the library. The book just got down from the shelf and ran away, though. Still, the librarian has faxed over some clues for us. The clues were these words. The, of, and the. Whitson, put these first clue words on our giant clue pad.
Righto, Detective Coyote. I'm putting the words the, of, and the on our giant clue pad. The, of, and the. Now let me get this straight. The runaway book ran away. Very interesting.
Very interesting indeed, Whitson. But don't you worry, I like a good mystery. They've come to the right place. Get my hat and my magnifying glass. This case calls for Detective Coyote, the critter with the clues.